The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven, but he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For if you say it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons, if I then who drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through the arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. Well, good afternoon, Lansdowne amigos. Wonderful to have Mass with you once again. Little tiny explanation for what you heard. Sounds like a good idea? Okay, understand this first of all. You know the word Satan means the accuser, because that's what he does. Ever since the Garden of Eden, he accuses other people. He accuses God's number one person he accuses. And he accuses you, too, in your conscience. What, before you commit a sin, the evil spirit whispers your conscience and says, "Don't worry, nobody will ever find out. Right? It's okay." After you commit a sin, the evil spirit points his accusing finger at you and says, "You sinner, you'll never be forgiven for what you've done." That's what the evil spirit does. He accuses. So don't be surprised if they accuse Jesus of being in league with the devil. Don't be surprised if somewhere along your life that evil spirit inspires someone else to accuse you too. It's just what he does. Okay? Don't be surprised. That's all I'm saying. I wish I could make it go away, but I can't. But there's more to this. We've got some strange things in here. Jesus says, if a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe, but when one stronger attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Let's understand what he's talking about, okay? Let's understand. You have to go back to the book of the prophet Isaiah to understand that, because Isaiah said that when the Messiah came, he would rescue the people from a tyrant and restore what the tyrant took away from them. John the Baptist said that when the Messiah came, he would be the mightiest of them all. So in that little passage, Jesus says, I'm the one Isaiah was talking about, and I'm the one John the Baptist was talking about. Who's the strong man here in the gospel? Who's the strong man? It's Lucifer. It's Satan. The false ruler of this world. Who's the one stronger? That's Jesus himself. And he takes away the armor on which he relied. What's the armor on which the devil relies? Two things. Two things. Lies and fear. Lies and fear are the armor on which the evil spirit relies. Three things particularly he lies about. Three things. Number one, that God is your adversary, not your friend. That God holds you back. that God holds nations back, that God holds societies back, that if we can just get God out of the way, then everybody will progress towards a bright new tomorrow. Number one lie. Number two lie, that sin will make you happy. Just commit sin, and you'll finally be happy. Number three lie, that four things will make you fulfilled. Power, honor, money, pleasure. Four things. If you have more power, if you can have more honor, if you can just have more money, and if you can just have more comfort, more pleasure, you'll be fulfilled. Those are the lies on which he relies. Then there's three things in which he holds us bound in fear. Number one, that God can't be trusted. You're afraid that God actually isn't all that good. Number one thing in which the devil holds us in fear. Number two, that doing the right thing, doing God's will, is going to be so hard, and you're going to suffer so much that you're afraid to even try. The number three thing in which the devil holds us bound in fear is the fear of what other people think. What are other people going to think about me? They say that fear of what other people think is the engine of evil in the world. That's the armor on which the evil spirit relies. And Jesus says, I'm here to take away the armor. I'm here to unmask him for who he really is. One of my favorite little examples of this comes from ancient Rome. I might have told you this before, I can't remember. Ancient Rome. When the Roman army conquered a people, after the great victory, they would have a procession through the main streets in the city of Rome. And in that procession would be the general who did the conquering. He'd be dressed in royal purple and gold and wearing a laurel crown on his head, conquering general. But leading the procession was the general he conquered. Leading the procession, the general who was the terrible adversary of the people, they would have him dressed in rags and bound by chains. Leading the procession, as if to say to the people, look, everybody, this is the one you were afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of now. That's what Jesus does to the power of the evil spirit. Now, the saints knew that. That's why they were so confident. That's why they were so calm. The friends of God know that. That's the source of their peace that extends to all others. Our job, we want to learn that as well, okay? We want to learn that as well. Let's pray that we do, and God bless you too.